This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's Attorney General has filed written arguments for a Supreme Court case involving a Denver web designer who doesn't want to make wedding websites for gay couples. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The designer in the case wants to post a notice online that she will not take commissions for same-sex wedding ceremonies. And she says the state's anti-discrimination law violates her First Amendment right to post that message. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the law has withstood similar challenges, like the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, where a baker refused to design a wedding cake for a gay couple.
When a business says, we're open to the public, that means they have to serve all members of the public.
Oral arguments are expected to happen sometime this fall. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Nearly 800 people who got vaccinated for COVID at a Wheat Ridge clinic may have to be revaccinated. The state health department says there's problems with some of the doses administered between February and June at the Colorado Family Clinic. The health agency says they didn't maintain proper records. The shots may not offer the same protection from COVID-19 the way a valid dose would. And more than 76,000 people filled the Broncos stadium last night for the team's preseason opener. The Broncos beat the Dallas Cowboys 17-7 as Nathaniel Hackett became the seventh Broncos head coach to win his first preseason game with the team. And you're listening to CPR News in KRCC.